What would happen, do you think, if the church just suddenly decided not to evangelize anymore, not to bring the gospel to foreign nations, or not to speak about our Lord Jesus Christ to anybody? I think the very soul of our church would be taken out. Seems to me like mission and being missionaries is part and parcel of what it means to be a church. My niece, one of my nieces, just recently joined the Family Mission Company, which trains missionaries, even families, whole families, to go out to the ends of the earth and to preach the gospel. What would happen to all those kind of mission societies if all of a sudden the church said, we're not doing any more evangelizing? Certainly, the church would be a different church. It wouldn't be the same church. Today in the gospel is kind of amusing to me in a way. James and John, those sons of thunder, they're kind of bold, to say the least, because they say to Jesus, whatever we ask of you. That's pretty bold. Do for us whatever we ask of you. That sounds almost, I don't know, it doesn't sound very humble, that's for sure. And our Lord asks them, well, what do you want me to do for you? And they tell him they want the best seats in the kingdom. They want to sit on his right and on his left. And maybe they got the jump on it, figuring maybe we better talk to him soon, because if not, maybe he's going to give those seats away to somebody else. So they were looking for greatness. They wanted to be acclaimed in a special way as special friends of our Lord. They were his friends, but our Lord uses this moment as a great teaching moment, a great catechetical moment, where he can begin to teach them what it really means to be a disciple of our Lord. And so he has to teach them about humility, about being a humble servant of God. If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, then you have to consider yourself the last one. You have to consider yourself a servant to everybody. And you have to be able to follow the Lord in his life and death, his passion, in his resurrection. So if we're seeking any kind of recognition, for example, if missionaries are going out because they want to be acclaimed in a special way, recognized as great, they've missed the boat. That's not the way our Lord wants us to live. And you think about our Lord, you think about how, even though he was God, how he humbled himself to the very lowest. Did he decide to be born in a nice, comfortable bed somewhere, in a nice house? No, he decided to be born in a manger, in a cave, with his first adorers being shepherds. And throughout his life, he always took the last place. He was despised by so many people. And then, of course, as we hear in the first reading today, he was rejected. He was placed among the lowest of the low, crucified between two thieves. How much lower could he have humbled himself? How much lower? I don't think he could have gone any lower. He did everything to show us what it means to be a Christian. And that's not that easy. We tend to be arrogant and prideful. We tend to have these faults and failures because of original sin. So he's trying to lift us up and show us, you want to be my disciple? Okay. This is how you do it. You empty yourself. You become a slave, a servant to all people, everywhere. Pride, ambition, arrogance, those things don't have any place in the life of a Christian. You have to have that tremendous sense of brotherhood and servanthood. And if you love God with all your heart, you cannot help but evangelize. There's just no way. Maybe you won't have to use words, but you will certainly, by your actions, draw many to know God and to love God. So this World Mission Sunday today is an invitation to all of us to consider once again how much we love God or don't love Him. Maybe you're not being called to go out to foreign lands, but certainly within your own families, within your workplaces, within your circle of friends and acquaintances, you are a missionary by the very fact that you are a Christian.